This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. There's a growing industry that makes money by coaxing women into having surgery, sometimes unnecessarily, so that they are more lucrative plaintiffs in lawsuits against medical device manufacturers like those making the vaginal mesh. It's triggered by lawyers, facilitated by doctors, and fueled by banks, private equity firms, and hedge funds, which provide financial backing. Under a bill in Congress, a generic drug developer could file a lawsuit, and a federal court could require a brand-name drug maker to provide samples of its product to a generic company on commercially reasonable market-based terms. The court could also award damages if it found that a drug maker had refused to sell samples without a legitimate business justification. The FDA has said drug makers must end their shenanigans. More than one-third of the country's state capitals lack the kinds of security measures that have become routine at many middle schools, museums, and big league ballparks. David Buckle, a lawyer nationally known for being a champion of gay rights, died after setting himself on fire in Prospect Park in Brooklyn, protesting climate change. Buckle was the lead attorney in Brandon v. County of Richardson, in which a Nebraska County sheriff was found liable for failing to protect Brandon Tina, a transgender man who was murdered in Falls City, Nebraska, and was the subject of the 1999 movie Boys Don't Cry. Democratic voters are showing a higher level of interest in the 2018 midterm elections than are Republicans, with three-quarters of Democrats saying their vote for Congress is intended as a message of opposition to President Donald Trump, a new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll finds. According to published reports, in the generation since apartheid ended in 1994, tens of billions of dollars in public funds intended to develop the economy and improve the lives of black South Africans have been siphoned off by leaders of the ANC, the very organization that had promised them a new, equal, and just nation. In countless interviews, James Comey, the former FBI director fired by President Trump, has called him morally unfit to be president and called on voters to defeat him in the next election. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.